boy, oh boy, I always forget just how long this trek back to the pack is. At least we have company, though. I see you've gotten too tired to walk, and I'm now carrying you again. But it is a long trek. We have to go through the forest, up into the hills, into the mountains, and down into the valley. The valley called the Valley of the Floofy Werewolves. I know it's not a very original name, but that's where we live. You've probably never even heard of it, and that's because non-floofy werewolves cannot enter it. It's a magical place hidden away from the, we'll call them non-magical things. And it's where you are now. And it's where you belong, because I don't see you changing out of being a floofy werewolf anytime soon. Now, the most important thing about being a floofy werewolf is knowing how to manage yourself. I mean, you have a lot of fur, a lot of fur that you probably have never had before. So what do? I mean, look, you have all of this fur. I mean, you have a lot of fur all over your body. And it can be a lot for a newly turned werewolf. Maybe we got a little carried away back there. I think that the first order of business for you, my lovely newly turned floofy werewolf, is to give you a proper inspection. I've already looked you over, but we need to test parts of your anatomy to make sure that everything is working properly and you know how to use the new bits, such as these precious, precious ears. Oh, they're so cute. They're huge. They're so big. Your ears are giant, just like mine. My ears are also gigantic. And you know what's fun about our ears? They're so sensitive. Oh, doesn't this feel good? I'm gonna ask you periodically, how does this feel? You can nod your head or shake your head. But it can be a lot of stimulation. So you will have to tell me when enough is enough, okay? We're gonna start with your ears. Your big, huge, floofy, floofy ears. You have to take care of these, you know. You have to keep them clean and keep them dry. But it's nice when you have a friend like me that can rub them, especially. You can just lean your head, lean over, place your head on my shoulder. And I can just rub your ears like this. It's so nice, isn't it? How are you feeling right now? Do you feel good? Do you feel relaxed? Because I want you. I want you to feel relaxed. Floppy ears. They're not really floppy. If you you move your head around and jump, they might bounce, but they're not floppy, they stick up. Okay, now there is another part of you that you may not be familiar with. And it is also very sensitive. And do you know what that part is? It's your tail. When you get happy, you wag it, or you wave it. Our tails are really big. That's where the magic is stored. It's in our tails. Isn't that silly? But you might not be familiar with a tail so big and seemingly endlessly floofy. How does that even work? There's something strange about our tails. And you'll learn with time. Of civilization and find your own newly turned floofy werewolf. So, enough with this tail business. I have two brushes because we need to find out, do you have a coarse and bristly tail fur. Doesn't that feel good? Almost a little too good. There we go. Doesn't that feel nice? You tell me, how does that feel? And you're the one that has to tell me. Can just throw my tail on top of your ears. This is my tail. Your tail can't stretch this far. Okay. I'm going to leave my tail on your head, and I'm going to brush your tail. How does that feel on your tail? How does your tail feel? It's not wagging, it's just sitting in my lap. You can lean against me, that is A-okay. I do believe that the persistent drowsiness will wear off. We've been doing a lot of traveling lately, haven't we? But you're home now. moved on from your tail. Now I'm brushing your back. Brushing, brush, brush, brushing. Nice brushings. Are there any other parts of you that you would like me to examine? Yeah, we can look at your beans, your paws. You're probably not used to how big they are, huh? They're pretty big. Okay, so each digit on your paw has a bean. And these beans can be very soft. Them to rub someone's ears, someone's shoulders, pinch their neck. These are claws. Your claws can be used for a variety of things, as you can imagine. Tell me how it feels when I drag my paw and my beans on your back. Let me do it again. That was nice. Okay, good, good, good. I want you to feel nice. I want you to feel comfortable and relaxed and at ease with me. Let me do it again, but with a different pattern this time. So that was testing how it felt with my beans on your back. Now we have to find out how it feels with my claws on your back. Are very sharp. But I can fix that if you need me to. If you would prefer me to have sharper claws so that I can dig into your back. Maybe scratch an itch that you've had for so long. does that feel? Let's try it on the other side. There we go. I can work that ear and growl at you. That's something that you're gonna have to learn how to do. All werewolves have a distinct out around these parts, I'm gonna wind up eating you up. Okay, enough playing. I wouldn't actually eat you. Unless you wanted me to.